The idea of having a new product to launch, the idea of having an ultimate deal that feels like an ultimate deal that you should have, the idea of doing an event, and the idea of having bonuses limited by fast action. You combine all of these into your own little cocktail, and I'm telling you, you're talking about a ridiculous payday on Black Friday.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? This is your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal, back with another episode of The Fighting Entrepreneur. Now listen, today we're going to talk about Black Friday. We're going to do a review of our sales in 2019, our sales in 2018, the strategies we used, but even more importantly, what we learned and what 2020 Black Friday is going to look like at Learn. And I hope that I'm giving you enough notice on this so that you can start to learn from what we did and implement it in your own business. All right. But before we talk about that, also want to talk about all the haters out there, Black Friday haters. Ugh. All right. Yeah, we're going to talk to you because you're not smart. All right. So before we do that, though, learn.com. Come on, LURN.com. Are you a member? Listen, we've got some amazing things going on at Learn Nation. I'm going to be putting 10 million members from around the world into this amazing community of entrepreneurs that are going to help each other, that are going to connect with each other, they're going to support each other into growing their businesses. And this is my way of changing the world. I'm basically building an army of 10 million entrepreneurs that I support, that I facilitate and help. I just need you to be a part of it. It's going to completely change your business. Go to LURN.com. Absolutely free to sign up. There's so many amazing things going on. And in 2020, let me just tell you, starting about in Feb, every month almost, we're going to be releasing new features and some killer things that are going on at Learn. You're going to love it. Make sure you get your free account, LURN.com. See you there. Okay. So let's start by talking about Black Friday. Now, I was on Facebook and I love all the people that are like, Black Friday is stupid. If your products are really good, why do you have to discount them? And it's just like, look, remember I made an episode before about the opposite people, like people that just love to say the opposite of what's common and they instantly get expert status from that and they rally people. So there's a big trend going on right now. This is how you become an instant expert. In the marketing world, you just say the opposite of what other people say and you get really angry about it and you say it in a really angry way. And that just makes you an expert. That just makes you right. And kind of see a little bit of that in the political world as well. But since this isn't a Freedom Friday episode, we won't go there. But I think I missed those a little bit. So you got a lot of people out there that are like, hey, this sucks. You know, what if I bought that course a month ago? Now you're telling me it's worth half as much. I'm so upset. I'm so angry. And that's so unfair to customers. Hello, do you live in the retail world? Do you own anything in your life? Seriously, do you own anything? Have you ever bought a television? Ever bought a phone? Ever bought anything? Guess what happens to the prices of all those things in time? They go down. So do you get upset and never buy another TV? Because I guarantee you, whatever the heck you pay for your TV today, in about 3 months, it's going to be less. All right. And I guarantee that if you walk into a Best Buy, an electronics store or Amazon, right, what do they do during Black Friday? So do you get upset? Do you message them and say, I'm so hurt. My feelings are so hurt. Guys, you can have emotions about this all day long. It works to the tunes of multiple six figures. And so if you're going to miss out on this ride, then you're missing out on a lot of money. So I don't care what people say. I'm telling you right now, we have, the first time we did Black Friday at Learn was in 2017, and we literally, I cannot tell you the shock and awe we had in the company where we realized just how well we did. And I'm going to psychologically evaluate and analyze why it is that I think Black Friday does so well, okay? I'm going to do that first. Then I'm going to do a recap of 2018, recap of 2019, and then I'm going to tell you what's happening in 2020. Okay, so because I learned a lot. This year, I was watching what everyone was doing really closely, and the copywriter and the psychology hat came on, and I think I've nailed it. I'm going to kill it next year, like do two or three times as much. So the psychology of Black Friday is this. When you're launching a product or you're doing a promotion, okay, so this is the copywriter side of me. Let's talk conversion. You always have to have a hook or an angle, right? This is why pre-launches work so well, because you have to create a narrative. You have to create a hook and an angle and move people in towards whatever you're talking about. So that takes time. It could take a week, could take 2 weeks, it could take more. And not to mention, you have to come up with the right hook, the right angle, and it better work and people better care. And then you have to lean on that and build a whole narrative around it and all of that. What I love about Black Friday is the narrative is given to you. There is no hook and angle. There is no importance of any of that. The hook and angle is, in and of itself, the sale. So you don't need to create amazing hook ads and bring people in and warm them up and use drip sequences and, soap opera sequences of email and, you know, retarget on ads. No, you say, big sale, come on over. That's it. That's the draw that gets people in the door. And then they don't care what the sales page says. Your copy can be stinky because it's not important. What they want is a deal. And what they want is the topic of what you're selling. They want that topic and they want a deal. And that is the hook and that's the angle. And it's straightforward. It's easy to put together and any business can do it. So that's the psychology. And that's why Black Friday works so well. It's created expectation, anticipation innately in consumers. They're just expecting it. So they're literally sitting around waiting. And if you don't participate, that's literally like you losing a ton of money. I mean, a ton of money. Okay. So in 2017, when we first did it, we just thought, let's give it a shot. We had a couple of programs that we had been selling really well. And we're like, we'll do a little 1 or 2 day 50% off discount. And I'm telling you, to the tunes of six figures, it just went berserk. We were estimating, 30, 40 grand. And it was like 150 grand, like in a course of a couple of days. So at that point, we were like, and we didn't even think through it. We didn't even plan it. It was just a last minute thing we threw out. So in 2018, we really did some planning and we were trying to be really creative about it. And so in 2018, we put together what we call the ultimate deal. We put together this event that we really hyped up and really marketed, and I was going to go live and I was going to be live for like 4 or 5 hours. And we were going to be like engaging with people and asking questions and answering questions. And at that live, I would announce what the deals are. At that live, I would tell people what it is. And what I was going to do on the live was do this crazy ultimate $2,000 deal where you get like basically everything we have. It was a killer deal. And so this was the team's idea. They put it together. It was all their work in 2018. So I kind of was skeptical, and I was on the record when we started doing this. I was like, we're muddying the noise. Black Friday is in and of itself the hook, the angle. But we are now creating another unique hook and angle and kind of get people excited for the live and making them show up for the live to access the deals. So many people cannot come to the live. And so why don't we just put it out there and just show them what it is? All right, so I thought I was 100% right. And even as the sale ended in 2018, I'm like, I was right. We could have done better. I think we wasted some mailings on all this anticipatory things that we did. Just to give you a little bit of a preview, I now feel I was wrong. And so I'll talk about that. So in 2018, what happened is we started doing all this hype. And I want to say the Tuesday before Black Friday, we scheduled a 4 or 5 hour live. We had multiple team members. It was, it was what it was. It was fun. We were promoting it. We had people opt in for it. It was on Facebook. And on the live, I went, bam, here's our big deal, $2,000. And let's just say the barrage of sales wasn't quite what we had wanted. But it wasn't bad either. I think we picked up like 10 or 15 pretty quickly. But I was like, I was hoping we'd get like 50, and it was below what we expected. And we start to read the comments, and the comments are, I love asking people, by the way, if you remember my episode about focus groups, it's so amazing just to ask the market, like, hey, why are you not buying? I didn't even ask. They were just commenting live on there. Here's the problem. You look at all the courses we were offering and they owned a couple of them already. So they were basically saying, well, can you give me discount for that? I already paid this much. Can I pay the difference to get the rest of the courses? But I already own 2 courses, 3 courses, 1 course. And I'm on the thing like, well, we could, what? This would be like custom packages for everybody. This is impossible to facilitate. But the feedback was so overwhelming. I'll tell you what I did. And if you go back and watch the live, you'll actually see I disappear after about an hour in for about an hour. You know what I did is I left the live. I called my tech team, called my ops team, called my marketing team. I said, right now, swing out at this very minute, whatever, put a discount offer out on all the products. So if someone has bought, a few of these products before, they can individually cart, a la carte pick the courses and get a good deal. I need to be able to announce it while I'm on this live so that we can get, these students who are saying this, we can help them. So it didn't take us long. It was like 30, 40 minutes. The team whooped it all out and was done. And I went back to the live and I announced it. But now what happened is like the energy, the excitement, some people left. And so it's like, we got sales. They started coming in. So by the end of the first day, which was Tuesday, not Black Friday, you know, we did well. We really did. But kind of across the board, the team was a little like, oh man, that wasn't what we were expecting, like a big, you know? But then we just kind of kept doubling down and we had all these 50% off deals and Black Friday, we did a big relaunch on it. And, you know, in the end of it, we really ended up doing pretty well. I don't want to get into the specific numbers just because we got to protect some of our numbers here, but we did really well, okay, to the tunes of multiple six figures. So we were happy with it. And now we didn't take a minute to debrief from it. And that was because we were so busy doing stuff. And this is something we're changing moving forward at Learn in 2020. Because we've already debriefed from it from the 2019 sale and said, okay, what are we going to do different in 2020? So in 2019, we were going to take a different approach. No live, none of that. This is my missed call. And what we're going to do is treat it the way that companies treat it. We're going to release a flyer. You probably saw it, right? Where we had $5 doorbusters, $7 deals, brand new courses, our 50% off our higher ticket courses. And this was it. So I made some ads. I started putting them out there and was getting good engagement. People were signing up. People were getting excited. We were going to, again, 10 a.m. Tuesday, we were going to just send an email. No live event. Just here you go. They're live. Go get the deals. And we had some tricks up our sleeves for like Friday and for Cyber Monday. And what we noticed is, so right towards the tail end, our marketing manager here, she was like, God, I really just that ultimate deal, man. It pulled. You know, we didn't hit the numbers we had hoped, but it was like 25% of our overall Black Friday sale revenue in 2018. I think we got to bring it back. So I was like, all right, whatever. Like, let's bring it back. Let's do a really short 6-hour on Tuesday. Maybe it'll get people running. And we started doing surveys. We had like tons of people surveying saying, yep, I'm in. I'm going to buy this. It was looking like, whoa, what's going on? And let me, if I'm going off the top of my head, but I want to say like 80 or 90 people said that they're going to buy it. When we went live, it was like 3 people. And so we were sitting there scratching our head. Other things were selling pretty well, but like the ultimate deal, which was a $2,000 ultimate deal for everything, like was not. So focus group turned to the market. That evening, we sent out a survey to the people that had said they were interested in the ultimate deal. And we got really good feedback. One was $2,000, it's a lot. Right. Here's the thing. On Black Friday, you're looking for a deal. Now, yes, $20,000 of value dropped to $2,000 is a deal, but it doesn't feel like a deal. Right. $2,000 is still a lot of money. And so this is part of my lessons learned that I'm going to move over to 2020. So although it's a deal, it doesn't feel like a deal that I want to run for. And then the other feedback we got from people was it's too many courses. It was like 33, 35 courses. They're like, I'm not going to have time to go through all that. So it was like, it's so much money. Plus, I don't know. So it was a lot, right? So we learned from it and it was good. But the other thing sold really well. And when we went back and looked at our sale that we had done in 2018, we realized that about 25 or 30% of the total sale revenue came on day one. So there was that momentum. And that was key. And that was because of the live event that we did. This time it wasn't. It was kind of a little bit more spread out. Actually, this time was super leaning on Black Friday. Black Friday just killed it because we came out with a couple of new announcements on Black Friday. So then, you know, we did Black Friday. We drove it through. We did Cyber Monday. On Cyber Monday, we had an idea where we were like, let's do Fast Start Monday. So we for literally a day only, and we never do this. We offered ridiculous payment plans, like 5-6 pay plans, which we never do in the company. And so we did really well. But from a revenue perspective, we did little less than 2018, but around 2018. It's a win, by the way. Awesome. I loved it. The team ran this completely on their own and they get all the credit and they killed it. But at the same time, I'm a person who always wants to improve and look to the future and look to how to improve, make things bigger. So I'm successes for me are celebrated for about 30 seconds and I move on. So I've already moved on, right? So when we had a meeting, I said, here's the deal. Our database was bigger in 2019 than it was in 2018. We have more leads by far in 2019. We should have done more. How do we do more in 2020? So during our Black Friday period here, I was watching what some of the other people were doing and it took away some amazing notes and I want to give these to you because this is what we'll do in 2020. First of all, Black Friday is in and of itself a hook. Yes. but you've got to treat it like an event. Make it into a total event. Some people I saw basically deploy the whole month of November was all about Black Friday. And they were talking about it super early. And I was on the critic bandwagon too, saying, oh, here we go. It's not Black Friday now. It's Black Month, you know. But in the end, like, I got to hear some of their numbers. And so I shut up real quick, right? So treat Black Friday. So I'm gonna try to go through each of the little tips, and then I'll tell you what next year will look like. Number one is I'm going to go back to 2018 and take my team's playbook, and we are going to do an event. We are going to have a live release. We are going to have something super sexy, super juicy, super amazing that we will announce, that we will limit, and that will go live at a certain time. But we are going to start marketing and hyping and building anticipation for it way before we did the last time. So this time, if we're going to start on Tuesday, which I still like, the idea of getting a fast start before, because what I'm noticing is other companies are starting sooner. So if they're starting sooner, they're grabbing some of my money. So I want to start a little sooner, but Tuesday, I'm not going to start sooner than that. So Tuesday before Black Friday, we'll do this big event. I will promote it like a proper webinar a week before, and I'm going to run ads to it. And I'm going to talk about ad budgets right now too, because I think we need to spend more on advertising. The guys and gals who I know who did the best on Black Friday did a lot of ads, especially on retargeting. They just like slammed the ads on Facebook. So I'm going to start about a week before. I'm going to have this Tuesday event. It's going to be live, but I'm going to wrap in some way to get a lot of people to show up. Some big announcement, big release, some big freebie, some something, okay? It's going to be something so great that even though you know I'm doing it, even though you know right now that I'm going to be announcing a big sale, even though you know I'm going to be coming for your money, you're going to want to show up. So I have to come up with, so this is thing number one. What's the big announcement that happens on Tuesday at 10 a.m. that I do a 4 to 5 hour event based on that people show up for? Probably have experts on this and that, but one thing, one big announcement being made. Okay. It's not maybe even related to the sale, but it's a big announcement. You got to be there. Number two, there's got to be something that everybody who shows up gets just for showing up, that you get just for showing up. So that's going to get more show rate. Okay. Number three, we definitely need to do an ultimate deal. And the ultimate deal needs to release on Tuesday and probably have a window that it closes. It could reopen again another time, but it needs to close. This is another incentive to really create the right momentum on Tuesday. Every product you launch, every launch you ever do, momentum is key. Day one being big is always going to be amazing. So incentivize that. So maybe for the first day until midnight or whatever, there will be an ultimate deal. But the ultimate deal should not be priced at above $500-$600 tops. Maybe $497. Love it. You know why? Because at Learn, we have programs all the time where we sell them for $700 to $1,000. People are used to that. Our customers are used to that price range. So imagine now if we come at you with an ultimate deal that's got like six programs for $497, boom. That feels like a deal. That sounds like a deal. And that's an affordable deal, not only for people in the Western world, but even for people that are in other countries where $497 is a lot more money, but it's still affordable, push come to shove. So $497 is going to be the price point. Plus, immediately, right on the spot, if someone says, look, I already have two of these programs or I can't afford $497, whatever programs you have in your $497, right below it, allow them to be purchased independently, individually. Of course, the discount will be the biggest on the ultimate deal and then a little bit less of a discount if bought independently. This should not include the ultimate deal, in my opinion, should not be more than maybe 5, 6, 7 tops courses. It should not be so overwhelming that you're like, what am I even do with all of this stuff? Okay, that's one. Okay, I want to create an event next Black Friday that's got multiple legs to it. Number two, I believe there should be a new product being released that nobody could possibly have. So I will propose a second option that I might run. Maybe on Tuesday at the announcement, I am not going to release the ultimate deal. The ultimate deal I might release on Friday. You know why? Because the ultimate deal doesn't need any narrative. It's the ultimate deal. That is the narrative. That is the hook. That is the psychology. But if I'm releasing a new product, needs a little bit of narrative. So I use the week before for the live event on Tuesday to build that narrative, get people excited. And so the new product, though, should be very low cost in comparison to what my list is used to buying from me. So in my case, $47. $57, $77 for something killer that no one could have. It's brand new. Now, the reason I like the idea of possibly putting that on the Tuesday is you get a barrage of people into buying mode. So they're putting money down. They're buying with you. Imagine if I could get 1,000 people to use their credit card on Tuesday. I just primed the pump. I got them. They're watching me. They're listening to me. They're looking at me. So on Friday, when I come out with the ultimate deal, they're trained at a subconscious level. They're already buyers. They're engaged with what I got going on. So maybe on Tuesday, I don't even release all the other deals. Maybe on Tuesday, that's what it is. It's a 24-hour release of a silly, crazy, awesome, kick-butt new product that's at a $47, $57, $77 deal. Obviously, it'll have upsells to it. And that's what it is. That's a Tuesday 24-hour, and it somehow ties back to the announcement, et cetera, et cetera. It's got a narrative. It's got fun. It's got an event. And of course, during this event, I also start to drop nuggets. Big things coming on Friday. Big things coming on Friday. So on Friday, maybe the big thing I do is do the ultimate deal, right? So notice how I am creating multiple events within this period of time, multiple opportunities. I have created an opportunity that would apply to everybody on my list because it's brand new, you couldn't own it, and it's low ticket, so everyone around the world, no matter where they are, can afford it. So I'm creating something that everybody can get that psychological endorphin rush of purchasing during Black Friday, so I can allow everybody to play with me, okay? Then on Friday, I create, you know, my big thing where I have my doorbusters and my low tickets and I have like a big catalog and a big deal. And then I have the ultimate deal that sits at the top, but it's going to be $497. It's going to have 5 to 7 programs and you would be able to purchase those programs individually if needed as well. Okay. So that's another thing I'm going to be doing in 2020 on Black Friday. Now the other big thing I'm going to do is for that event that we do on the Tuesday, there should be a lot of fast action, fast moving bonuses or on Friday. So if the ultimate deal is coming out on Friday, I should be able to create a reason for people to move really fast. So I'm going to do something insane for the first 10 people. And this would be true, like literally for the first 10, you get a free 1 hour call with Onik. What that'll do is it'll create a reason for people to sit at their computers at midnight because they want to grab it early, right? So figure out how to really turn Black Friday into an event, have an ultimate deal for sure. That's a silly deal, but it's a little bit higher ticket. So every time it's bought, it's a monumental, like it's a mover, right? Revenue mover. Have something brand new at some point that nobody could own, nobody could have, create an event around it, really launch it during that time, but it should be a stupid, silly deal. So here's the deal. If your list is used to purchasing things from you for $20, $30, then you need to do something that's like $1 or $3 or $5 or $7 or $10. And maybe what you do is launch a trial membership site. So you're actually getting trial members, but the upfront is $1. It's just what they collect upfront needs to sound like a killer deal. In my case, people are used to buying stuff from me. It's $1,000 or more. So I'm going to cut that in half and go about $497 for the, go to $47. And that's just like a killer, like holy crap deal, right? So I'm going to create bonuses that are given on one of the days, not like Tuesday and Friday and Monday, although maybe, I don't know, we'll see, at least one of them where there's a real reason. And I think Friday is the real day because especially off the data we saw in 2019, I mean, Friday was like probably about 50, 60% of our total, maybe 60% of our total sales from the whole Black Friday promotion. Friday was big. So, maybe that's the day where we have these limitations or we do like the bonuses driven by. All right. And then what I also really loved was, so far we've talked about the need for doing an event at some point, a live, get people hyped, get people excited, get people rallied, have a big announcement there. Then either do your ultimate deal there or do your super low ticket, like crazy, get everybody buying deal. Then definitely, I like the idea of we sold so many, I don't know, probably a couple thousand of the doorbuster deals. So again, that's awesome to turn people into customers. Remember, it's great. So if you can do something that's $5, $7, $10, it is awesome. We did a ton of them and we sold a ton of them. And obviously, remember, those are funnels. People buy other stuff behind it, upsells and downsells. And then the other thing that we really discussed doing, so we have the ultimate deal. We have something brand new. We're going to promote it for longer. The last thing we also discussed really was on ads. I believe I'm going to double down even more. So I'm going to really push it. Now, Cyber Monday was also a pretty good day for us, but I think that we need a... So essentially, we really need three major events during the Black Friday. I think you need something that happens days before the actual Black Friday to get kind of everybody into buying mode. You need your Black Friday and you need something Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday was pretty big, but I think that next year we get to really sit down and say, what are we going to do in, like on Cyber Monday? That's just going to be insane, right? And then this year, I did not know there's such a thing as Giving Tuesday. That's totally in line with my heart, with Cingal Foundation. By the way, check us out, cingal.org. So next year, for sure, you can expect something killer for Cingal Foundation on Giving Tuesday, where we'll put something together where everyone who buys it, all that money just goes straight to the foundations donated. So that will definitely happen. I'm trying to think about that. Okay, ads. Let's talk about advertising. I will start advertising our Black Friday madness at least probably 10, maybe 12 days before Black Friday. And I will do all three events. So the first set of ads will go on YouTube and Facebook, and they will promote the event. They'll be really focused about getting everybody for their big announcement on the Tuesday. But then as that happens, those ads will shut off, and I'm going to cycle a brand new set of ads that start literally on Tuesday and will hype up like crazy for Friday. Then on Friday, I'm going to shut those off and start a group of ads that are literally driving sales, because Black Friday stays live, right, until Sunday. So that's a third set of ads. And then I'm going to stop those ads and have new ads on Cyber Monday ready to go, the fourth set of ads. I'm going to bleed Cyber Monday in. I think we could have extended it a little bit more through Giving Tuesday. So on Giving Tuesday, we'll have another thing that we put out, probably some offer, some package, something where, you know, donate this and get this for free. So that's literally like another thing we have to think through. But below it, it'll also say like, all right, also, hey, Cyber Monday has been extended. So I'm going to drive that through Wednesday. And so this is our plan. So ads, I would have four set of ads ready to go. I currently see some marketers, it makes me laugh. They're actually now running the, hey, we've extended Cyber Monday ads. So they're like milking it for everything they can get, which is good for them. Like I got no problems with it. That's capitalism at its best. The idea of having a new product to launch, the idea of having an ultimate deal that feels like an ultimate deal that you should have, the idea of doing an event, and the idea of having bonuses limited by fast action. You combine all of these into your own little cocktail, and I'm telling you, you're talking about a ridiculous payday on Black Friday that your list will love, they'll enjoy. They'll get good deals. You'll make some good money. And that's what we're going to do with Black Friday. Now, is that really what we're going to do? I don't know. Things will change. Guys, I have a whole year of learning still left as a marketer. But this looks pretty much like the formula that we're going to dial in. And I'm expecting, you know, my goal for next year on Black Friday, I'm putting out right now. I'm going to want to do at least, I know we can do 400. So 400 grand will be kind of, but I'm kind of feeling like saying 500. That would be our goal. I know some marketers that smashed a million during Black Friday, a handful. And so I'm studying from them. I have calls booked with them already, by the way. So that's the thing. That's how to run a Black Friday. Come on. If you want to stay in tune with all of this, you got to be a Learn Nation member. Go to LURN.com. Please leave us a great review for this podcast. Tell other people about this podcast. I'm going to be giving you a lot more amazing content and training in the coming weeks. We'll get some guests coming back again in 2020. I'm being very selective of my guests, by the way. I've turned down quite a few people. No offense. It's just I want to pick the topics that I want to learn about. And so we're going to bring things tighter again and continue to just, you know, we'll do one episode a week, but we're going to make it a powerful episode. All right. So go out there and tell other people about it. Thank you very much. I'll see you at LURN.com. This is Onyx Gone, reminding you when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. Happy holidays. I hope you're having a great time. I know I got family flying in from India, so it's about to get crazy up in the Cingal house. So please pray for me and wish me all the best. This is Onyx signing off. I'll see you on the next one. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Cingal.